The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
9:06. Going to spend a lot of the next hour, 10 o'clock hour, talking about the latest in Obamacare. We also tomorrow have Senator Ron Johnson on at 9:36. Call it Johnson versus Landrieu. Johnson, of course, Senator Johnson, a Republican. Mary Landrieu, a Democrat from Louisiana. Going to talk about their two bills. Actually, I'm going to spend some time on that today. And I think people might be falling for something here. Why the White House suddenly, they can look at a legislative remedy to people who've lost their health insurance. The president is speaking, or is scheduled to speak, deliver a statement. That means it's not a news conference. Deliver a statement at 10:35. I'll tell you why, and I'll tell you what's going on here. Democrats are running for the hills. And here's something else I think people, I just want to spend a couple of minutes on this now. We'll spend a lot more time after 10 o'clock. They're running for the hills, and it's not just that Obamacare is bad and politically bad for them. It's the lie. It is the lie that they're running from. His trust measure plummeted with the American public. And it's being spun, twisted, whatever. The lie was intentional. They knew they had to lie. And the Democrats who are running from that knew it was a lie when it was being repeated and repeated and repeated and repeated and repeated and repeated. They knew that. Now they're trying to distance themselves from it. That's the difference between the Landrieu bill and the Johnson bill. And we'll get to that in the next hour. It gives them something that gives the perception of fixing a problem. It doesn't do that. But a growing number of House Democrats are telling the White House, look, if you don't give us some sign that you're going to fix this tomorrow, we're going to vote with the Republicans. That's why the president is speaking at 10:35. That's why we will be bringing it to you. More on that, though, in the 10 o'clock hour. I've got a lot of Obamacare things, a lot of different elements of that story in the 10 o'clock hour. I want to start here. This is something I've told you about, I don't know when, quite a while ago. It was before, for those of you who were impacted by the retransmission dispute between Journal Communications and Time Warner Cable, where the NBC affiliates in eastern Wisconsin TV were taken off the air over a dispute. Before any of that happened, I told you about a company called Aereo, A-E-R-E-O. I believe it's pronounced Aereo. I've actually never heard it pronounced, but I've read a lot about it, and I told you about it a couple of times. Barry Diller, entertainment industry mogul, is involved in this. Aereo is in a number of markets throughout the country. I don't remember how far they expanded. Last I heard, they were looking at Chicago, the Twin Cities, and elsewhere. They hopscotched over Milwaukee and Madison. What they do is they go into those markets. They capture the over-the-air transmission of local TV stations and provide it for a very nominal fee on the internet, on your laptop, on your computer, on your iPad, whatever. Now, what's interesting about this is there's a 1992 communications law which requires cable companies to negotiate with local TV stations for these transmission fees. They are required to do it. So along comes Aereo, a company that, just like cable, takes these over-the-air TV transmissions and provides them for a fee on digital-based platforms. Now, some TV companies have gone to court and say, hey, you can't do that. You can't just take our stuff. And it's probably going to end up in the U.S. Supreme Court. Is it still your intellectual property when you give it away for free? For example, we provide podcasts for this show. If we didn't, and someone else wanted to, Well, we're done with it. We gave it away for free. How can they not record it and put it on the internet? Or we stream this show at jerrybadershow.com. We stream the show. Could someone else just take it and stream it? Well, they're just taking our over-the-air product. The belief is, no, they can't. That really hasn't been determined in the courts. There is a development, though, on this. That local TV stations, I don't know if they're aware of, and not just in the markets this show reaches. This show kind of reaches the Milwaukee TV market because Sheboygan gets the Milwaukee TV market. But Milwaukee, Green Bay, Wausau, Eau Claire, La Crosse, this could be big, big news. This comes from a radio TV trade online publication to which I subscribe. There were information gaps in announcements from Senator Jay Rockefeller concerning the introduction of his Consumer Choice in Online Video Act. That sounds like an esoteric little thing you wouldn't want to care about, but here's why you might want to care about this. But an anonymous committee source told Bloomberg that under the bill, services like Aereo would not have to pay for the right to use local broadcast signals. According to Bloomberg, the source remained in the shadows because the bill has not yet been made public. If this is accurate, and there's going to be a legislative action, that would mean Aereo would not have to pay for rights to use local broadcast signals. This turns the broadcast industry on its head. And I think, quite frankly, it jeopardizes the future of over-the-air transmission of local TV and cable. Because if you could get the local TV stations, and by the way, if this does happen, Aereo is going to expand to other markets very quickly. This is the only thing that's been holding them down, is the legal question. It still might end up at the U.S. Supreme Court. But if one way or another, judicially or legislatively, it's found that companies can charge you a very small fee for capturing the over-the-air signal of local TV stations, who's going to pay for cable? You would have that on your computer. You have Netflix on your computer. This is the next step that could dramatically change the whole debate. You've got local TV and cable companies arguing over this. Well, you've got this company that could come in and others like it and just dramatically change the landscape. If they get a free rein to do this and the courts can't stop them, well, the whole debate between cable TV and local TV cable companies is gone. Because people will say, well, I don't need cable TV and I don't need local TV. I'll just get it on the computer. Now, I think what you're going to see happen if this gets closer, and you did see this happen during the retransmission dispute here in Wisconsin. Local TVs are going to start streaming their constant signal more and more on their websites. That's what they're going to do. If somebody's going to try to charge you for it, then they're going to give it to you for free. That's what they'll do. That's what's going to happen. That also, though, I think jeopardizes the relationship between television networks and the locals. Then, do TV networks, and I'm surprised this change hasn't happened already, do TV networks decide, you know, we don't really need these terrestrial TV stations. We'll just become a cable network, a digital network, like USA or FX or any of the other ones, ABC, NBC, CBS, will just become cable networks. I really am surprised that this hasn't happened earlier. I truly am. You would think at some point they we don't need that. So pay attention to this, because this is one of those things you would probably never hear about. But it is actually a pretty big bill. And it could dramatically change the way you watch that, or even TV, but watch video. All right, in 5 minutes, I've got another one for you. The real lesson from Sandy Hook. And it's a lesson the anti-gun crowd does not want to hear about. So I will share it with you in 5 minutes. It's 9:16.
Jerry Bader Show.